what damage is being inflicted on the Conservative Party in your mind because of the plans to legalise gay marriage?
Well, it's very difficult to actually totally quantify it. What we do know is that we've had a very considerable number of emails and letters which has come into the constituency office and directly to Michael Gove, who is our MP.
And who disagrees with you?
We're fundamentally opposed, and we've agreed to disagree over a long period of time on this issue. And I might like to make it very clear that everybody's entitled to their own views, of course. On this matter. But our fear is that we are having resignations, we are having activists who said, terribly sorry, Geoffrey, but next time round I won't help sending out the leaflets, I won't do the stuffing, I won't do the knocking up. And in my judgment, it is very important, in order to get elected certainly at general elections, you need to get your vote out. And that is the risk I think David Cameron is taking on this issue.
Is it worth the risk, Gavin Barwell?
I think it's a really important change. I mean, I'm a Conservative because I believe in marriage. I believe it's a hugely important institution in our society. And provided there's protection for religious groups that don't want to conduct same-sex marriages, I'd like to see the maximum number of people be able to benefit from this institution, exchange the same vows that my wife and I have. So it is an important issue of principle. And actually, the polling evidence that you just cited shows that it's unlikely to have a significant impact one way or the other at the next election. But actually, it's about the principle, not about which way the votes will go, I think.
Right, but in terms of the public, general public out there, the polls do indicate that a majority are in favour of
and
the
a majority
plans.
Of Conservative
what about
supporters
within
as well.
A majority of Conservative supporters. Right, well, what do you say then to the claims being made here by Geoffrey Vera that actually you're going to start bleeding support from within the party? Grassroots are going to desert you. You need those people on nights of general election.
Well, that's not my experience in my constituency. I mean, these free vote issues are difficult. They divide all political parties. So there will certainly be members of the Conservative Party like Geoffrey that have a different view on this issue, and I completely respect his opinion. But I would hope that if you look at the wider picture in terms of all the things the government is doing, we're not going to see people that are dedicated, committed Conservatives giving up altogether.
Louise Cooper, how does it look to you when you hear people like Geoffrey Vera saying that we shouldn't go ahead with these plans, and in his view it's turning off grassroots Tories?
I think the vocal minority, the grassroots Tories, are out shouting, as always happens, the majority who are far too busy paying their mortgages, paying their bills, coping with financial crisis, coping with unemployment, and they look at Westminster and say, what is going on? You people are out of date, out of touch, and especially some of these grassroots, you know, church going, playing golf on Sunday type people, out of touch with what modern Britain looks like. And I'm afraid this is the perception from the outside looking into this issue that's convulsing the party.
Right, well, that will be more damaging than the activists that you may lose.
Well, you know, this is a view expressed, obviously, by people who are pro it. But this is a complex issue. We're trying to overturn 5,000 years of perceived civilization views on this. We are a progressive country. We are moving forward. And what the presentation of the letter to David Cameron did yesterday was saying, just slow this whole process down. We don't believe you've got this in the manifesto or the mandate within this government. And we would like this thing to debate it long and hard. All the statistics are all over the place on this issue. We have seen completely different pollings on this. And, you know, I think it's very important to respect also some of the older people, because we had a chat earlier on about this. This is a generational issue. And actually, a lot of the people, progressively over the age of 45 and 50, feel that this is an attack on many of their core beliefs. And therefore, I think we need to have a much more rational discussion than perhaps just being completely dismissed as old fogies.
I think that's an important point. I mean, if you actually look at the polling, it's perhaps not surprising that older people and people of faith are the ones that are more concerned about this. And I think actually just to say, well, you're out of touch, you don't get it, and dismiss those objections isn't the right way to conduct this debate. We need to understand what people's concerns are. And then
you're not going to change.
Actually, some of the concerns that people have, the legislation addresses. And most of my constituents that have written to me about this worry that what's going to end up happening is that their church or their mosque or their synagogue is going to have to marry people that they don't think they should. And we need to convince them that the safeguards are there in the legislation.
Well, you know, we either live in an equal society, or we don't. We either live in a society that discriminates against people or we don't.
I agree, but it's the way we conduct the debate. We mustn't just say to people, you're out of touch, you don't get it, and dismiss the objections. I think actually, you know, we have to understand
that people feel strongly about it. Because the vote is going to happen on Tuesday and is most likely to go through.
Yes, it may well do, but it's only one process. It then has to go to the Lords, and then it has to come back. And of course, you do have to go through the drafting of the bill. And I think the drafting of the bill is poorly drafted at the present moment of time. We do need to consult more on this. It's not purely an issue of equality. And I know that is the mantra.
Why isn't it an issue of equality?
Because this has complexities as regards teachers, as regards children and everything else. And it's not, the equality seems to be the 53rd card in the pack. It's the joker which trumps absolutely any other argument you've got. If you don't like something, you play the equality card. And it is more complex than that.
What's the issue? Can you give us some examples of some of the bad drafting or some of the things you don't like?
Well, I mean, the drafting makes an absolute nonsense. I mean, traditionally in marriage, the two grounds for divorce are non-consummation and adultery. Well, you can't have that in same-sex marriage. So the drafting just comes across as very bizarre. You have the Archbishop the new Archbishop of Canterbury seriously questioning why David Cameron's doing. You have the Pope, who is totally against this. This is a complex issue. You are playing with core beliefs in humanity, and it's not purely an equality issue. But I understand that there's another point of view towards that, and therefore we have to respect both points.
So can I go back to you? When you said there's issues with teachers and pupils, is that you don't want to have gay people teaching in schools? Is that?
No, certainly not. The concern is that all teachers have a responsibility under the Educational Act, as far as I'm, to teach marriage, and they will be required to teach. To teach same-sex marriage similar to normal marriage. Now, I know Michael Gove is very keen to try and give as many protections in there as possible, but there is a risk that teachers who fundamentally disagree with this, and everybody's entitled to have their own views, may well find that they are isolated from their schools and may well lose their jobs because of subsequent legislation overturning it in the European courts.
Well, Gambar, I mean, listening to Geoffrey Vireo, he represents a section of the party and a section of the parliamentary party. To what extent is this going to be a blow to David Cameron's authority? I know it's a free vote, when around 180 MPs vote against.
Well, I very much hope that more Conservative MPs will support this measure than vote against it.
Sure, but it is a blow to his authority, isn't it?
Obviously, I'd like every Conservative MP to back it from where I'm coming from. But I think, actually, if you look back 10 years ago, you wouldn't see Conservatives proposing these kinds of... It's a measure of how the party has changed, that it's a Conservative-led government that is bringing forward these proposals. And I hope that as many of my colleagues as possible will support the proposal when it's
right, but we know there could be around 150, up to 180 MPs who will vote against. What will that do to David Cameron's authority?
I would be very surprised if the numbers voting against are as high as you've just said.
Where do you think
that'll be? Well, I'm not going to speculate on the figures, but as I said, I would hope that more Conservative MPs are going to vote for it than vote against it.
Is this a question of strategy, then, for David Cameron? Is this the sort of climax to the detoxification of the Tory brand? Because if it's a strategy, I would suggest it's not working quite the way he'd intended.
No, I think this is about promoting marriage as an important part of our society. I very much hope that the government will very quickly bring forward proposals in relation to a tax allowance for married couples. As a Conservative, I believe very strongly that marriage is a key sort of pillar of our society. And as I said, provided there's protection for those faith groups that don't want to conduct these marriages, then I want to see as many people in our society as possible benefit from it. That's why I think the legislation is a good thing.
I don't want the government to tell me whether or not I'm married or not, actually.
I'm not going to.
No, but promoting it via all these policies, I think that should be, I think maybe I'm more of a liberal in that I don't want actually to be able to run my life how I want to run my life, and I want my children to be educated in maths, not whether marriage is a good thing, gay or otherwise.
What about the party looking as if it's tearing itself apart? Whether it is or not is debatable. And you are adding, to some extent, to that perception, which will only harm the Tory party's prospects.
This is not an issue that we brought to the table. David Cameron brought it to the table. There was no indication in his manifesto or his mandate that he was going to bring it to the table during this current government. Our view is that I think David could have handled the issue very much more carefully than he has done so. He could have rolled the pitch or laid the ground during this current
Parliament so that when we get to the next Parliament after 2015, there then could have been a vote and let the people decide. And I would far prefer there to be a referendum on the issue, because if the majority of people in the country are in favour of it, so be it, and we accept that. But we don't believe that David has a mandate in this current Parliament for this issue.
There will be some people who will say to their MPs, their Conservative MPs who vote against the plans to legalise gay marriage, that they could look homophobic. What do you say to that accusation?
I think that is very, very sad. I have been very, very keen, and in my discussions with Michael Gove, I've been very, very keen that this debate should be conducted such that everybody's got an equal entitlement to a view on this. And many of us have been criticised of being prejudiced or bigoted, and that is slightly offensive to us. This is not about homophobia. This is about the institution of marriage, which to many people's core beliefs is between a man and a woman.
Geoffrey Vere, Gavin Barwell, thank you both for joining
Pleasure
us today.
To be here. Thank you.